My name is Megan Dudney. I am the extension pathologist from the Citrus Research and Education Center and also an associate professor, and I work on foliar fungal diseases in particular.
Post-bloom fruit drop, we're getting close to that time when people might see some issues with bloom coming up soon, huh?
Yes, we are. Post-bloom fruit drop season is coming upon us fairly quickly. I'm still working to get my stuff in order for the season, and growers should be planning on keeping an eye on the rain forecasts, but also how much bloom they are having now, how much bloom they'll have in 2-3 weeks, and keeping an eye on whether they see any infection if we get rain during that period of time. Those blooms that we're seeing at this time of year, which we have had some cold, so I'm expecting to see some here and there, those are the ones where your main inoculum source for the grove is going to be from, and so we need to keep an eye on it and make sure that we're not leaving our main bloom unprotected, and that's where we get the most of our fruit drop from.
What are the control options for PFD?
Probably the best products that we've tested so far have been the strobilurin fungicides mixed with Ferbam. But if Ferbam's not an option for you for whatever reason, then you could look at just a straight strobe program is relatively decent. But we do like you to at least try and rotate with products that have an alternate mode of action included. Unfortunately, at the moment, we don't have a lot of options for a non-strobilurin application. Ferbam by itself is really rather... It's moderate control, but it's really not what we'd want to see.
I think you looked a little at the economics of PFD control. Some are expensive, but almost anything pays off better than doing nothing for PFD, correct?
Correct. Doing nothing for PFD is probably your worst option. When we were looking at ours, I think we had somewhere around 12% of the fruit than you would expect from other from the other treatments, and when we looked at the economics, the strobilurins and Ferbam looked like probably your best option in terms of profitability.
Anything else you'd like to add about PFD?
Just keep your eyes out, keep scouting, and don't drop the ball if it does surprise us this year with the El Nino prediction. It could be fairly bad.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.